Your divine intervention is here. Welcome to Divine Interventions Podcast with Clay and Shonda Stubbs. You see, your breakthrough is here today. Your breakthrough is here today. Come on, lift your hands and sing and believe it, believe it. Well, it's good to be back in the podcast world. This is Clay Stubbs, and today on Divine Intervention, I'm looking forward to unmasking rejection. You wouldn't believe how many people are set free and healed and delivered just because they deal with spiritual roots. Today, we're going to be talking about how to overcome the spirit of rejection. In fact, I'm working on a book that will be available soon dealing with that issue, how to overcome the spirit of rejection. Looking forward to that. Just keep in touch with us continually on Facebook. Write us. We'll be glad to pray with you and believe God in your situation. Listen, I walked up to a lady about 6 months ago, and her hands were crippled. Her ankles were swollen. She was just a mess. She couldn't walk good. She had spent 3 years dealing with one specific root, and we're finding out even now, as we are dealing with spiritual roots to disease, that people are being totally set free, and it's an amazing thing, and it shouldn't be, but I'm just excited. I'm intensely preparing resources and teaching material to equip pastors, teachers, laymen, anyone hungry enough to come and sit in these healing and health seminars. We're going to be traveling and doing those very soon. And we're just going to see people set free. And, you know, it's just going to be a great time of healing and prayer. And we're going to have a time of worship. But we're also going to equip people on the spiritual roots that lead to disease. And one of those is rejection. And I'm looking forward to it today. Father, this is your hour. This is your time. These are your people. We commit this time into your hand, and we thank you in advance right now that this is a divine intervention. This is a divine connection and a divine moment in time where, God, you have set it apart, and you, Father, desire right now to love and to bring peace, and you desire to bring great total wholeness and healing, mind, body, and soul, to the listener today. In your name, we give you praise for all you're doing. Amen. Well, you know what? This is such a big cause of demonic bondage, and it's one of the most common things to address when it comes to being set free. And there was one highly experienced minister that actually made a statement about the spirits of rejection. He says they're some of the most common demonic powers and strongholds that he has encountered throughout his ministry. And so we're going to get right into it and talk about why does rejection wound us so deeply. And you know, it's really because it attacks the very person that we are. It destroys our self-esteem. In fact, just this morning, I'm reminded of it. I'm going to try to find a way to record it. But on our local news television station, just this morning, we have a local doctor who doesn't profess that I know of to be a spiritual person or a Christian at that, but comes on daily. If I told you the news station, you'd know automatically, but he answers a lot of calls, and a very prominent man in this area, who is a doctor, that says on the television news station this morning, addresses the fact that low self-esteem causes many diseases. And I was just, you know, I wasn't blown away by that, but it was a powerful tool. And I thank God that this doctor is, you know, just now probably coming into agreement with the fact what we've been saying all along as Christians and ministers and those who deal with praying for the sick are understanding now more than ever. It's just awesome to see and hear people in this type of profession and all of our healthcare profession world. It's awesome to even know Christian doctors. And I have a personal friend who's one, and just love the fact that, you know, even when he runs out of ideas or what he's trained to do, you know, the thing about it is he knows God and is not afraid to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, not afraid to pray and believe God for miracles. But, you know, when you start dealing with these type of issues and dealing with spiritual roots, there's something marvelous that happens. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily have a minister to lay hands on you or have some prayer service or fast and pray. It's amazing that this woman that we dealt with in this service, when I asked her a simple question and started unraveling spiritual roots in her life, she opened up, she recognized it, and she repented for agreeing and participating with those spirits in her life. She said that she hates herself. She couldn't forgive herself over something that she had been carrying around in her life for 3 years. And it literally gave her such a crippling arthritis that she could not function day by day. And the moment that we dealt with that issue, God instantly healed her and her hands opened up. She began to walk normal. An amazing moment. Rejection has a way of destroying a person's life in a way that few other things can. The sad fact is that the number of people who are affected by rejection, it is staggering. If we want to be all that God has created us to be, overcoming rejection is absolutely a vital essential to your life. God never wanted us to feel rejection or abandoned. He desires for you to know who you are and that you accept His ultimate love for your life. And that love was a demonstration on the cross where He died for you. He gave everything He had for you. And He loves you so much. Think about it. God had He could have chose any place in this world to make His home. And He loved you so much, He wanted to live in your heart. Amazing, huh? You know, God's Word tells us that without being rooted and grounded in love and acceptance of God, we cannot experience the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:19, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Many people who have faced rejection and abuse as a child, or even abuse as an adult, they end up with unresolved emotional wounds, which I like to call soul wounds. You know, rejection and abandonment causes emotional wounds, if not cleansed and released, will grow and fester into spiritual wounds such as unforgiveness, envy, blaming God, jealousy, bitterness, on and on. These spiritual wounds open us up to all kinds of evil spirits, which love to take advantage of this opportunity to invade us, to cause all kinds of demonic bondage. The goal of the enemy is to get us built up with such an emotional baggage inside of us, with negative feelings and depression. We begin to fight against one another. We fight with ourselves and we fight with God. You know, rejection has a lot of fruit, which can really widely vary, but I want to give you some common symptoms of rejection. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. We're going to go pretty fast. So here's some common symptoms of rejection. These are some fruit of rejection. Number one, rebellion in both children and adults. Fabricated personalities. Being somebody that you aren't in order to be accepted. The tendency to reject others so that you aren't the first one to be rejected. A tendency to always wonder if a person rejects or accepts you. The need to fit in or be accepted by others and be a part of everything. Also, self-pity, where a person feels bad for themselves being all alone. The inability to be corrected or receive constructive criticism. rejection creates an environment where you are starved for love or just don't fit in. I'm going to stop here and just, I'm going to make a real simple point. And someone said this, and I want to reiterate it. The root, really, to all addictions in life is the need to be accepted and loved. The root to all addiction is very simple. The need to accept or the need to feel loved. If you will just begin right now to accept the fact that you are loved beyond all measure. You are loved. You are loved beyond anything you can imagine. And God first loved you. And He loves you more than anyone ever could. I'm going to move on here. A tendency also to blame God. In other words, asking questions like, why did He give me this big nose? Or why did God make me so short? Why did God have to take me through this trial? Why did I lose my husband? Why did I get this divorce? Why did I lose my wife? Why? A tendency to blame God. Why did you leave me here? Also, another fruit or common symptom of rejection is this, a sense of pride that says, how dare they reject me? How about an opinionated personality? The need to be right about things all the time. Feelings of worthlessness, insecurities, hopelessness is also a fruit. Seeking a parent's approval is a number one sign that you are basing your identity upon what they think of you. And that can include a friend, someone who has great influence on you, even a pastor, a teacher, any person around you, for that matter, that you are basing your identity upon about what they think of you. Envy, jealousy, and even hate can be rooted in rejection. Fear of confrontation, because your identity is based upon what they think of you. I'm going to say that last one again. Fear of confrontation is a simple, common symptom of rejection. A person who has a hard time admitting they are wrong or receiving constructive criticism always has an underlying problem with rejection. How do we know that? Because they are basing their identity or who they are upon their ability to be right about everything. Stubbornness can also be rooted in rejection as well for the same reason. They have to be right or else they feel worthless. That's because who they are is based upon them being right. This also ties in with opinionated personalities. You know, people who are always there to tell you about something, even if they have little or no real understanding to speak from. But I want you to think about it. Those who struggle with rejection can also become what we call fixers. A fixer is a person who is eager to tell everybody else how they need to be doing things, but many times have little understanding or experience in such of those matters. Such a person attempts to be the Holy Spirit in other people's lives where they have no authority or right to step in. They find their identity in fixing other people's problems, and they love it when people come to them for help or advice. They can also have certain variances of OCD, etc., where a person is basing their identity on how they perform at something in life. The truth is that we were created to be loved, accepted, and appreciated. Amen? And rejection really is an antichrist spirit. And you may think that is pretty strong, but think about this. It opposes the very nature that God created in you. Because rejection starves a person from love and acceptance that they were designed to receive. The problem is that when we turn to others or even ourselves for that love and acceptance, we are setting ourselves up for failure and the damage of rejection. Why? Only God can be trusted as the source of our identity. Think about it. Self-rejection is another piece to the puzzle. Self-rejection is where a person rejects themselves. They don't like who they are. This can often lead to self-hate and self-resentment if the person has not made peace with themselves. Then there's perceived rejection, where a person receives something as rejection when it really isn't. For example, why is that person not coming over here to talk to me? When the person may not be trying to reject you, but you just feel shy at the time and stepping out and meeting someone else. Perceived rejection. A person who feels like God is always angry at them usually has issues of rejection. Because perceived rejection can also make a person feel as if God has rejected them. This is a very common scene that we encounter in our ministry. The root of rejection, here it is actually incredibly simple. It's damage that is done as a result of a misplaced identity. Whenever you base your identity on somebody or something other than what God's Word has to say about you, you make yourselves vulnerable to the damage of rejection. And I'm telling you right now, many of us will base our identity on what our parents, teachers, or friends think of us. And this sets a lot of children up for performance-oriented bondage later in their life because their parents always gave them conditional love based upon performance. Were your grades good enough? Did you do this well enough? Did you practice good enough? Did you perform good enough? And if you did, then we love you. We give you a reward for it. What or who defines who you are? Is it your job? Is it what your parents thought or think of you? Is it what your friends think of you? Is it how well you perform in the workplace? How much money you have? Is it what you think of yourself? Is it how physically strong or fit or tall you are? Think about it right now. Rejection and rising above rejection is all about identity and what you base your identity upon. Let's say that you're basing your identity on what your mother or father think of you. Now, the moment that any hint of disapproval comes from them concerning you, and I'm just talking to young people as well, it's going to hurt you because they're the source of your approval. You know, I used to preach a sermon entitled The Seduction of Approval. We're tied to the umbilical cord of what people think or the opinion of others. And I'm telling you, this will lead to damage and it will lead, friend, to a dead end in your life. Anytime you base your identity on what you think of yourselves, you are virtually trusting that person with your life. Not even you are capable of truly determining who you are. Only God Himself is qualified for that job. That is why it is absolutely vital for you to understand the person that God has made you to be. You were never made to live apart from God, and you are never made to base your identity on anything in this world. Hallelujah. You know, it's amazing, the closer a person is to you, the deeper their rejection can wound you. Whether you love or you hate a person doesn't immune anybody from rejection. You can literally want to kill somebody, but still be affected by their rejection. The question is, are you looking to them for approval? I'm going to tell you, friend, God's Word has a lot to say about who you are in Christ. And real quickly, I'm just going to give you some of these scriptures. 1 John 3:1, because of God's great love for us, we are adopted into His family. Romans 8:17, you are made joint heirs with Christ. Ephesians 2:6, you are made to sit in heavenly places with Christ, which means you have authority over sickness, over demonic power and influence, and over the spirit of rejection. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. I said all spiritual blessings, Ephesians 1:3. Romans 3:22, we are the righteousness of Christ through faith. We are entitled to a clean conscience before God because of the blood of Jesus and can have full assurance when we go before Him, Hebrews 10:22. Our sins have been removed from us as far as the east is from the west, Psalm 103, verse 12. And God himself has chosen not to remember our failures, Hebrews 8:12. And John 17, lastly, verse 23, John 17:23, we are loved with the same love that the Father has for Jesus himself. Amazing. Hallelujah. That is glorious. I could go on and on today, but let me just say, you know, rejection communicates that a person is unacceptable. They don't belong. They're unwanted. They don't fit in. You know, it really starts with accepting who you are and making peace with God today, and then making peace with yourself, and then making peace with others. You know, the spirit of rejection causes people to create a lot of defense mechanisms because they begin to want to protect themselves, and they begin to withdraw like a turtle in a shell for protection. And I want to tell somebody right now that there is real fear. There's a fear of being vulnerable because you don't want to trust anyone else in your life again. And because you are allowing yourself not to trust anyone because you don't want to be hurt again, there's a lot of deep roots in your life that God wants to heal today. And I just want to tell you today, Jesus also was rejected and despised of men. You know, rejection robs people of relationships. You deserve to get your relationships right and to get them back. Rejection will make people feel that others don't love them. Rejection means this. I want to give you a definition to write down. It means to cast from one, to throw away, to refuse, to put aside. As a noun, the word rejection means a person or thing rejected as not up to some standard. So rejection means to back throw, to remove from your presence, to throw off. And really, it is a form of unbelief. Why? It says that you are not accepted of God. And in order to be accepted of God, you have to be accepted of men first. It sets man as your God by declaring that who you are and who you are not rest on a human who accepts you or does not accept you. Rejection communicates that a person is unacceptable, of no value, that they don't belong, they're unwanted, they can't fit in, and they're unloved. Today I'm going to tell you, right now, if you're facing any type of rejection in your life, maybe you've been abandoned, maybe you've had an experience of being abused, maybe in some form or fashion you were performance driven, you never could be good enough, you never did anything good enough, no one ever told you enough how beautiful you are, how much that you're loved, you never just got it. You never got it in life, and even God himself just can't get through to you how much he loves you. I want to tell you today that a miracle can happen in your life right now. I don't know what you face in your life. If you've got some disease or you're facing some type of ailment or affliction, you're facing some type of weakness in your body, I can just tell you, number one, you need to deal with this issue. And I'm going to tell you how to do it right now. Number one, I'm going to tell you to recognize, come to grips that it's there. Quit denying it. Quit disassociating yourself with it. I want you to go back and I want you to revisit it. And it's going to take everything you've got. For some of you, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to listen to it because this is... This brings up a lot of soul wounds and hurts in your life. But you need to forgive those people. You need to come to grips with the fact that you know, disassociating with someone is not forgiveness. Just because you're trying to block it out of your mind doesn't mean you've dealt with it and you've forgiven them. I'm telling you right now, you've got to recognize the sin issue that you've participated with. You've got to recognize that you've connected and you've operated and participated with this spirit. Recognize that this is a real issue in your life. Secondly, I want you to take responsibility. I want you to take responsibility with God the Father. I want you to say this prayer with me right now. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I recognize that I have participated with this sin, and I want you to think about it. All of the sins of unforgiveness, any type of bitterness, for allowing yourself to feel abandoned, so rejected that it has robbed you of your life. Forgive me of participating with the sin of rejection. And I want to add here, if you recognize that your family line has dealt with this sin or they've served in the same sin, anyone in your family, I want you to say this as well. I recognize that my generations have served this sin also. Father, I take responsibility for participating with and serving this sin in my life. Any sin that you can think of, any sin that the Holy Spirit is bringing to your attention right now. And then I want you to repent. I want you to repent right now. Take time to remember. Forgive and release those that have sinned against you so that you may be forgiven and released by God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to say this with me right now. Father, I confess my sin and the iniquities of my fathers. In the name of Jesus, I repent to you and ask you to forgive me for allowing this sin to manifest through me. I also forgive all persons, living or dead, that have injured me or spoken evil towards me. I forgive them so that I may also be forgiven. And by faith and in the name of Jesus Christ, I now receive your forgiveness and I now accept your perfect love for me. I now accept who I am in you and I ask to be released from the power of this sin, the power of rejection over my life. Amen and amen. Thank you, God, for your healing grace. I thank you for taking my friend right now and holding them. I can hear you say to them right now, I love you, son. I love you, daughter. You are a prince. You are my princess. And I've always loved you. I can hear God telling you right now, I'm not mad at you. I didn't cause this to happen to you. I'm not trying to teach you a lesson. I'm not putting more pain on you. I love you for who you are. I made you and I formed you even while you were in your mother's womb. You're the apple of my eye. You're made in my image. Your fingerprints I designed and engrafted into my hand. You are the fingerprints of me, says God. And I am for you, so who could be against you? I love you more than life itself. And today I breathe my peace and grace and long life into you. Accept me. Accept my love for you. Just let him heal those soul wounds in your life right now. Every word spoken to you, every devastating event and episode that's ever happened in your life, I ask you right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, to heal every wound and every open scar, every bleeding heart, those who have broken hearts. You said you would not despise them, that you were near to them. That's what your word says. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving on my friends today. I thank you for the anointing that is upon this event, that is upon this episode. I release the healing grace, and I release the flow right now of healing streams that will rush into the hearts of people that are broken into the hearts of people right now who've been devastated by their past. I want to tell you, friend, God never consults your past to determine your present. Hallelujah. He loves you. Accept it and be healed today, right now. Amen. We'll see you next time.
Cheers.